A woman sits frozen in her car outside a grocery store, heart racing, palms sweating. She's not facing danger, just the prospect of running into someone she knows. A man lies awake at 3 a.m. replaying a work conversation from 6 months ago, convinced he sounded stupid. Another person hasn't left their apartment in weeks, the world outside feeling impossibly heavy. These aren't dramatic breakdowns. They're the quiet struggles millions face daily, trapped in patterns of thinking and behaving that turn ordinary life into an exhausting ordeal. What if the key to breaking free wasn't years of therapy or medication, but learning to recognize and interrupt the invisible loops connecting your thoughts, feelings, and actions? This is the promise of cognitive behavioral therapy, not as abstract psychology, but as a practical toolkit for rewiring the patterns that keep you stuck. Here's something most people never realize. Your emotions don't directly cause your behavior, and events don't directly cause your feelings. Between every experience and your reaction sits an invisible interpreter, your thoughts. This insight forms the foundation of CBT's triangle model, where thoughts, feelings, and behaviors continuously influence each other in a feedback loop that can spiral upward or downward. Picture receiving a text from your boss saying, "We need to talk tomorrow." If your automatic thought is, "I'm getting fired," anxiety floods your body, leading you to spend the evening catastrophizing instead of preparing. But if your thought is probably about the new project, you feel curious rather than panicked, and you calmly review your recent work. Same event, completely different emotional and behavioral outcomes, all determined by that split-second interpretation. What makes this model revolutionary is recognizing we have multiple entry points for change. Feeling too anxious to think clearly? Change your behavior first. Go for a run. Practice deep breathing. Call a friend. Can't motivate yourself to act? Start by examining and challenging the thoughts keeping you paralyzed. Before changing anything, assess your current reality honestly. Track your days. What drains you? When do you feel most yourself? Which relationships energize versus exhaust you? Note emotional states, sleep quality, social interactions, and physical health. You'll discover patterns: mood crashes every Sunday evening, anxiety around certain people, or how skipping breakfast correlates with afternoon irritability. Translate insights into SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Instead of "be less anxious," try "practice 10 minutes of breathing exercises before bed 5 nights this week, reducing my anxiety rating from 7 to 5. One is a wish, the other is an executable plan. When depression or anxiety takes hold, your instinct screams to withdraw. But waiting for motivation means waiting forever. Behavioral activation flips this. You act first and motivation follows. Track activities alongside mood ratings for a week. You'll discover surprising patterns. That 20-minute walk boosts your mood more than 2 hours of scrolling. That coffee with a friend energizes you despite dreading it beforehand. Start absurdly small. Can't exercise? Put your shoes by the door. Can't call a friend? Send it 2-sentence text. These micro actions interrupt paralysis, generating momentum. Use pleasure predicting. Before an activity, rate expected enjoyment, then rate the actual experience. You'll repeatedly discover your predictions are wrong. The dreaded party was fun. The postponed workout felt great. The avoided conversation was connecting. When basic activity scheduling fails, targeted techniques address specific pattern-maintaining mechanisms. Somatic quieting tackles anxiety's physical component. When your heart races and breath quickens, thinking won't restore calm. Your physiology has taken control. Progressive muscle relaxation, box breathing, or body scans interrupt this cascade by giving your nervous system concrete stand-down instructions. These aren't casual relaxation, but deliberate skills that become automatic with practice. Exposure therapy operates on a simple principle: avoidance feeds fear, while approach starves it. Create a fear hierarchy, situations ranked from mildly uncomfortable to panic-inducing, then systematically work upward. Afraid of social judgment? Start with small talk with cashiers. Each exposure teaches your brain the predicted catastrophe doesn't materialize, gradually dissolving fear's power. Behavioral experiments test beliefs through action. Think you're too boring for conversation? Initiate 3 conversations this week and observe what happens. These experiments generate data that directly challenges distorted beliefs, creating change pure reasoning can't achieve. You're not arguing with thoughts, you're proving them wrong through lived experience. Your mind generates thousands of thoughts daily, most operating below conscious awareness. These automatic thoughts, snap judgments, predictions, interpretations, profoundly shape your emotions while masquerading as facts. Learning to catch and examine them is the gateway to cognitive change. Emotions serve as your alert system. When anxiety, anger, or sadness spikes, pause and ask, "What just went through my mind?" You'll often catch thoughts like, "They think I'm incompetent," or "I can't handle this." These aren't objective observations. They're interpretations generated by your particular brain with its particular history. Common distortions include mind reading, assuming you know what others think, fortune telling, predicting the future with certainty, catastrophizing, imagining worst-case scenarios, and all-or-nothing thinking, seeing only extremes. The 7-column thought record systematically examines automatic thoughts. Start with a trigger. My boss walked past without saying hello. Name your emotions and rate their intensity. Anxiety, 70/100. Hurt, 60/100. Capture automatic thoughts. She's mad at me. I'm going to get fired. Select the hot thought, the one carrying the most emotional charge. Gather supporting evidence, then contradicting evidence. She was carrying papers. She's been preoccupied with the merger. She complimented my work yesterday. Generate a balanced thought. My boss seemed preoccupied. This probably has nothing to do with me. Re-rate your emotions. Anxiety might drop to 30/100. With practice, balanced thinking becomes automatic. Some cognitive patterns resist standard restructuring. Worry fixates on future threats. Rumination replays past events. Both involve repetitive thinking without resolution. The 2-minute rule distinguishes productive reflection from harmful spinning. If thinking about something for 2 minutes yields no insight, you're ruminating, not problem solving. For actual problems, use structured problem solving. Define the issue, brainstorm solutions, evaluate options, choose one, implement it, and assess results. Hypothetical worries: what if I get cancer? Respond better to containment. Schedule 15, 30 minutes daily for intensive worrying. When worries arise outside this window, acknowledge them. That's a worry for later, and redirect attention. Rumination requires behavioral intervention. Immediately shift to an absorbing activity like exercise or socializing. Beneath automatic thoughts lie core beliefs, fundamental convictions about yourself formed in childhood that color every experience. The downward arrow technique uncovers them. Take an automatic thought like, "I shouldn't have said that." Ask, "What would that mean about me?" Answer, "I'm not smart enough." Continue until you hit bedrock beliefs about your worth. Core beliefs require sustained effort. Document your belief and rate its strength. Gather evidence for and against it from your entire life. Formulate a balanced alternative. I have both strengths and weaknesses, and I'm capable of learning. Reinforce new beliefs through repetition, sticky notes, phone reminders, until new neural pathways become automatic. The real test of any psychological tool is whether it helps you navigate actual challenges, the stress of modern life, the anxiety that stops you from pursuing opportunities, the relationship conflicts that drain your energy. Stress management begins with accurate appraisal. When facing a stressor, you make 2 crucial judgments: how threatening is the situation, and how capable am I of handling it? Under stress, we typically overestimate the threat and underestimate our coping abilities. An appraisal worksheet helps balance these judgments by systematically examining evidence for both, often revealing that situations are less catastrophic and you're more capable than your stressed brain believes. Social anxiety responds well to combined cognitive and behavioral approaches. The liking gap research shows we consistently underestimate how much others like us after conversations. Challenge anxious predictions, "They'll think I'm boring," with evidence, Research shows I'm probably judging myself more harshly than they are. Assertiveness, expressing yourself while respecting others, addresses chronic people-pleasing and explosive anger alike. Practice saying no with elaborate justifications, expressing preferences clearly, and voicing disagreement respectfully. Microaffirmations, small gestures using your social power positively, transform interactions with minimal effort. Thank someone who took a risk in a meeting. Acknowledge a service worker's patience. Express genuine appreciation for someone's perspective. These tiny acts boost both the recipient's well-being and your own, creating ripples of positivity that extend far beyond the moment. The CDC Kaiser A study found nearly two-thirds of participants experienced at least one childhood adversity, with higher scores predicting worse health outcomes decades later. Cognitive processing therapy addresses trauma by identifying stuck points, beliefs like self-blame, it was my fault, distorted safety perceptions, the world is completely dangerous, or lost trust, no one can be relied upon. The work involves systematically examining these beliefs and developing nuanced perspectives that acknowledge what happened while releasing distortions that perpetuate suffering. Grief requires emotional experiencing rather than avoidance. Deliberately taking grief off the shelf by looking through photos, telling stories, and revisiting memories. CBT extends to physical health. For chronic pain, it addresses catastrophic thinking and develops coping tools for flare-ups. Cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, consistently outperforms pharmaceuticals using sleep hygiene education, efficiency calculations, and thought challenging without side effects. CBT transforms how you think, feel, and act. Thought spirals become interruptible patterns. Stuck behaviors become changeable choices. Limiting beliefs become testable hypotheses. Start small with one resonant tool, practice until natural, then add another. Each mastered skill expands your capacity to navigate life, building compounding resilience.